mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends. Already into hour number three of this live, the 16th day of July edition. Wide open telephones. The only thing I gave the number out in the last hour, it's got a few lines open. You have trouble getting in the past. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I want to get into the Second Amendment more on coming out in the mainstream media about raping children at the prisons in Iraq. And so I think all of those out there that promoted torture is a good thing. I hope you're proud of yourselves now. Probably sure you still are. I've heard people making excuses. You're a bunch of sick trash. We'll also get more into the TIPS program, back and on steroids for the exterminator, the cable man, to spy on you in your house for terror and crime. China bans abortion based on baby's gender. And just so much more that's going to be coming up. Right now, let's go to Denmark. Then we'll talk to Tawana in Kentucky. But right now, Malta in Denmark. I had a call from Deutschland today, now from Denmark. Welcome, Malta.
Alex, I tried to call yesterday. Well, you mentioned saying the Bilderberg is the highest level of the New World Order. I don't think that's true.
Okay. Well, why don't you think that's true?
There are the people in the shadow. I mean, the people you don't know,
Well,
the Bilderberg is... if George Bush make a mistake, they will kill him, like they killed Kennedy. I mean, if you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, we hope nothing ever bad happens to Bush, but because he's just a puppet. But I'm trying to understand what you're saying. You're saying...
I say the big guys who really... who really have the power, they are not politicians. I mean...
Well, I'm not saying every person that goes to Bilderberg is the tip of the, you know, the most powerful, the paramount, but certainly the paramount individuals, a few dozen of them, are there, sir.
Yeah, sure, the British Queen, she's one of the most powerful.
The British Queen, the Dutch royalty, you've got the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers...
And Rothschilds is probably close to the top.
Well, yeah, they are, sir. They're about as high as you get. So
there are some people we only.
Well, they've kept it secret.
They
kept it secret for 5 decades, and now they're just announcing it. And yes, we pick your vice presidents, and ha ha ha, because we've exposed them. They're now having to come out of the shadows.
Yeah.
But I
really hope this is going to. I don't like this European constitution.
Well, it certainly strips you of what rights you had left.
I think it was destroy our constitution. We still have that.
Well, most people who've been against it, you know, in Europe, but still they don't care. They just enforce it on you, don't they?
Yeah, but you know, the most people who's against it, they are on the right. I mean, they're liberals on that. What do you call it? Liberals. They're more than liberals. They're socialist, communist on the real right, left. The most of the people in the conservative or conservative liberal, they are for this New World Order or European Union.
Well, of course they are, yeah.
They have the money and they're interesting too.
Yeah. Then the socialists are just loyal opposition, controlled opposition.
Yeah, but I don't know what kind. I know I have seen Norway. They're not a member of the European Union. They're still in control by the New World Order. Maybe, I don't know how better it's being if we get out of this European Union. Maybe.
I hear you. Hey, good to have your call from Denmark, Malta. Take care. Other callers, stay there. We'll get to you when we get back. Pick a lot of calls in this third hour at 1-800-259-9231. Any news item, any point you want to raise, a lot of great points have been brought up by callers. And a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. So be sure and stay with us. We'll be right back, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go fast to your phone calls. I believe it's, is it Tamara in Kentucky? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, welcome. Thank you for holding, ma'am. You're on the air.
I was holding for Linda.
Okay. This is Alex Jones. You've called a radio show? That caller's been holding for like 30
okay.
minutes. Ma'am, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Take care. You know what? I think somebody went away from the phone and they gave it to somebody because I think I heard the person actually come and get on the phone. Somebody was taking care of kids and had to leave for a second. You can call back from Kentucky if you can get in. Norm in Colorado. Norm, here on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I just quickly, you follow your gut feelings, you say.
Well, I go off the facts, and then I go with my gut after that.
And something troubling me, and here in our state, the troops they brought back to Fort Carson, they shipped all the equipment back. And one of my neighbors happens to be involved in the inventory and so forth of the stuff coming back. Now they've announced that just in a few months they're going to be sending them back over to the Middle East again, which all the equipment will be going back the other way, right?
Yes.
And I just wonder, my gut feeling on this thing, is this thing the final dress rehearsal before they bring it to the streets of America? It's going on in Iraq?
Well, we have Army training manuals and reports that say all this urban warfare training globally from Macedonia to, you know, Africa, all over the globe, in Iraq, you name it, in Serbia, is a great training system for here domestically.
Do you think that it's at our front door? This would be the last dress rehearsal before they make their big push, before they come to our streets and get their nose bloodied?
I have to say, I mean, they're on the news training us to accept military on the streets. They've been getting us ready for it. So certainly that is a preparation. But I don't think the people are buying it, so that may hold them back. As soon as they think we'll accept a new level of tyranny, they will launch it. They don't think the troops will go along with this unless they have a proper domestic crisis taking place.
Well, we know
the real muscle of the New World Order is the 600,000 police that are used to shoving us around and ordering us around and who enjoy the exercise of power.
You know,
they've been tested by fire, and they enjoy it.
Yeah.
But certainly there is preparations for martial law and domestic takeover. That's been admitted.
Yeah,
and back in the late 90s, I mean, I went to training drills with the military and videoed it where they were trying to arrest Americans and take our guns. So that's no secret. That training's been going on since the late 1980s that we know of.
Yeah, we know they can start a crisis in a 24-hour period. That idiot that bought the trade towers now, I understand, owns Sears Tower. So
yeah, that's right.
I mean, overnight,
he's not too big an idiot. On $200 million investment, he's made over $3
billion. How about that?
Yeah.
I just got a gut feeling I'm sick in my stomach over this. I think it's the last dress rehearsal, I think, is what's going on over there.
Well, you never know. You know, when the globalists went in against Noriega for 6 months before, they had helicopters do touch-and-goes and drills to acclimate, and then finally when they struck, the Panamanians thought it was another drill. It's the same thing with Delta Force doing training drills, urban warfare, you know, black helicopter drills, unannounced, terrorizing every major city I know of in the last decade. That is to acclimate for that.
Yeah, they have to be a bunch of stupid people, these Illumined, because there's about 16 million people out here that we haven't done it in a long time, but we were trained too. And we're not afraid of them.
Well, I think that's really how it works. You know, once you've been in a fight a few times, you're not really that afraid to get in a fight. I'm just afraid of the consequences of getting into the fight. I'm not afraid of the fight, I've never been in a war, but Dallas was pretty rough growing up, and I got in a lot of fights. And after you've been in a few fights with a few big, mean guys, I mean, you really weren't worried about it the next time it happened.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't imagine the real tough guys and people that are trained out there that know what they're doing, and I know there's millions of them. And, the question is, what is their line in the sand? I don't want this physical confrontation to take place because we haven't woken up enough people yet. I want to try to avert it, but it looks like they're not going to let us avert it. Do you talk to your former military friends? I mean, what are they saying?
Well, they all have these same gut feelings, and everybody's just sitting back with their hands folded in their lap and waiting because we're all law-abiding citizens. We're not going to create anarchy. We're going to wait. When it comes to our door, we'll deal with it. We built America. These idiot people at the top, they didn't build it. And if we tear it up, we'll have to build it back, and we know how.
Well, you know, don't think the globalists also won't sit over in Europe calling it a civil war when they manipulated it. I want the police and military and FBI to know the globalists think of you as nothing. And it'll be real funny to them watching you going up against, let's say, a 16 million veterans is a good number you bring. Let's say a million fight. And that's a million guerrillas, which is better than, 10 million if you were to bring in 10 million people, to try to subdue them. That's why they want the cameras on every street corner, the surveillance blimps with ground-penetrating radar over every city. That's why they want kill switches in all the cars, so they can turn everything off, use drones, and know the globalists will fight dirty. They will use drones with nerve gas, drones with opiate knockout gas. Those are already on the tarmacs. That's admitted, by the way. But again, that's going to knock out their own people while they're knocking us out. And I hope up in their ivory towers, these pinheads don't think they're really going to get away with this.
Well, they're going to have to leave this country, their proteges that are here, and when we're done here, we will certainly go to the European continent. That's what my friends are saying in private. They were saying when we're done here, we're going to have to go ahead. We've got to kill all of the snakes, not just one or two of them.
All right, Norm. Good to hear. Norm, what branch of the military were you in?
I served in the Air Force. I'd rather not go there and discuss some of that.
No, I hear you. And your friends, they just serve in different branches? Or?
Yeah. They're all represented right here within 7 miles of me. There's probably 5,000 that we communicate occasionally.
And so they know Bush isn't a conservative. They know it's all a stage event.
We don't believe he's a Christian either.
All right. Good to hear from you, my friend. You know, I hope this doesn't happen. I hope this can all be averted. Because my family means nothing to the globalists. Your family means nothing to them. Police out there, they don't like you either. I mean, an example of this is they've now charged three people who were ordered to torture. I mean, these aren't the idiot troops putting underwear on people's heads or, you know, sickos raping people. This is torturing people to death in a scientific fashion. They've charged three of them with the Patriot Act so they can't speak out and defend themselves and say they were ordered to do it. So it'll be secret trials. I mean, they put cancer viruses in your vaccines too, police. They put fluoride in your water, FBI. And don't laugh at me and say, you know, that. Come on, read the medical reports. I'm your friend, okay? Stop it. I know deep down you're afraid, you know this is all true, and you've checked out what we've said, and so you decided to join this system and just try to go along to get along. You better decide which side you're on. Okay, Mark just hung up, so we'll go to Dino in Texas. Dino, go ahead.
Hey, sure. Yeah.
Let's put him on hold so he can turn his radio off.
Yeah, Alex?
Yes, sir. Okay, put him on hold. Put him on hold. Or whatever radio or whatever that thing is in the background, please turn it off. As okay. soon as it's turned off, we'll bring you back. Is it off?
Yeah, it's off.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, have you ever heard of Bellevue? Hello?
Bellevue Mental Hospital in New York City?
No. Bill Hughes. He's a writer.
Your phone's... Bill what?
Hughes,
okay. The name rings a bell, but Hughes is a common name. What's going on?
Well, he's got this book. It's The Enemy Unmasked. Can I read a little section?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it says, while it's clear that the Illuminati and the international bankers are one and the same, we need to be very clear that both these entities are simply fronts for organizations for the Jesuit order. Again, the Illuminati was founded by Adam Weishaupt in 1776. Weishaupt was teaching Catholic canon law in a Jesuit university in the Jesuit stronghold of Germany known as Bavaria. These fundamental principles of the Illuminati are Jesuit-inspired and devised.
Let me ask you a question. Why would the Jesuits overthrow France, a Catholic country, and a Catholic monarch?
They have their reasons, and I have no clue, but
Well, look, let me just stop you for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not Catholic. I have a lot of friends that are Catholic. The Catholic Church is thoroughly corrupt. The Pope is thoroughly out of control, calling for world government. But I do not believe it is the Catholics running the New World Order. From study. Have the globalists taken over the Catholic Church? Is it a tool of the New World Order? Certainly. But is it the root? I don't think Jews are the root. I don't think Catholics are the root. Satanists are the root. Now, do they put on different robes, different disguises, different veils, envelopes, or shields, or foils? Certainly they do.
Yeah.
But I do not believe that the Jesuit order runs the New World Order.
Well, I'll send you a copy of his book. And then,
no, I'm familiar with the Black Pope and all that stuff. I mean, you could go ahead and send it to me.
He's got great info on him. I'm sure you'd be interested in it.
Well, maybe I should interview him, and I'm always open to other information. I just, I've looked at it, and, you know, why would the Illuminati go around overthrowing Catholic institutions?
I don't know, but this guy, supposedly, he's, like, on the run. Bill Hughes, like, you know, they're after him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll have to check into that.
All right. Well, I'll send you a copy of his book either way.
Hey, Dino, great call. Appreciate it. I'm sorry I griped at you earlier. I just can't have the radio up. We'll be back with more calls, more news, 800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Folks, back live, continuing with your calls on Open Line Friday. Let's go ahead and talk to Howie in, is it Illinois or Indiana?
It's Illinois.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. CBS 2, 60 Minutes 2 on Wednesday, talked about Bohemian Grove. No, they talked about the Grateful Dead returning to San Francisco, Haight Ashbury, after 30 years. And Thursday, the Wall Street Journal front page, Bohemian Grove. So you are right on. So who's going to be the headline singer? Is the they interviewed the lead guitar and talked about him. The Grateful Dead are entertaining at your fourth year anniversary of your video on Bohemian Grove.
You know what's incredible? I'm getting emails and calls about this Wall Street Journal yesterday. I didn't see. And you're saying Tuesday, 60 Minutes?
Wednesday is 60 Minutes, too. They did a huge interview.
Did somebody take this?
I didn't.
Oh, I'm begging people to get me a copy of that.
It was marvelous. But the
did they show the owl? Did they admit the rituals?
No. 60 Minutes didn't even mention Bohemian Grove or the fact that the Grateful Dead were going to be the entertainment.
Okay, I thought you said 60 Minutes did.
No, it was the Wall Street Journal who exposed it. The writer from the Wall Street Journal talked about they soft pedal what they do at Bohemian Grove.
So what did 60 Minutes do?
They did the fact that after 30 years, the Grateful Dead band had returned to Asbury in San Francisco and how they became the most popular touring musicians in this country.
But then meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal says they were really there for the Bohemian Grove.
That's right. But my point is,
why do you think this is all coming out now?
Well, if you consider the Grateful Dead, anyone who ever heard them never hears the same music again. It's dead. What you heard at a Grateful Dead show is the last time you will hear that music. Because each show that they have put on is impromptu. And this is what has caused them to just confound the critics. How can they be the most listened to touring band in the world and not play the same tune again? Well, that's their name, the Grateful Dead. They are musicians the finest.
Well, all I know is Bohemian Grove goes on for 15 days, and they do have top Hollywood people and musicians come in basically like their servants.
Yes, sir.
And they're paid to come in, by the way.
Yes, sir.
And
that's what 60 Minutes, and that's what the Wall Street Journal said.
Yeah,
but the 60 Minutes was only the fact that for 30 years these guys had never gone back to San Francisco.
And now they're coming back.
And now they have come back, and the reason was in the next day, Thursday's Wall Street Journal, why they're back, which is because Bohemian Grove is just 60 miles north of San Francisco.
That's right. I've been there.
But you are right on, and a previous caller today, the Air Force veteran, was right on the money. 2 weeks after we invaded Iraq, I was at my gun store, and I was coming out, and these veterans were talking about what they would be doing on Iraq. And I said, do you people realize what's going on? I said, these guys are being trained to go after us. And all these old veterans looked at me and just sort of chuckled and said, you're nuts. But I think your caller was right, and I think you're right on.
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in New Jersey. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Always an honor to talk to you.
You bet.
I talk to pretty much everybody about this. There's nobody that I don't talk to. If they bring up politics, boom, this is instantaneous, my conversation. My biggest thing is that even after I've convinced them that, yeah, this is pretty much true and they're trying to take control of us in 1984 is going to be 2004, what can I do or what can they do other than waking other people up to stop this from happening?
It's a big question. Stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back. I'm going to get into some more news and take some more of your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-253-3139. And again, the website is InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, so Brian in New Jersey wants to know, you know, what more can I do once I've woken people up? Well, a lot of times we feel like because we've woken somebody up or they've agreed with us, which is now more and more commonplace, whereas, you know, that was the opposite of just 5-6 years ago. You know, we feel like we're awake now, and they feel like they're awake, but then you say, what else do we do other than wake more people up? A lot of folks feel like they're awake and informed, but they don't go out and actually wake people up, or they sit around and talk to the choir. And so really it goes back to wake up others, and don't just wake them up and get them to agree with you at a surface level of what's going on. Really educate them, really get them informed to the full horror of it, and then they can't just go on about their business. Because, yeah, you get a lot of people wake up and say the New World Order is horrible, it's out of control, it's evil, know what you're saying is true, but then they don't do anything. You know, they say, well, what can I do? Or they change, you know, the subject to boxing or football, or, you know, the vacation they're planning. And so really it's not the focus in their life. They see themselves as spectators, not as participants in the world we live in. And regardless of, you know, whether you think you're a spectator or a participant, you really are a participant. And sitting off on the sidelines is the worst place to be. I mean, you're actually in incoming, oncoming traffic. And so most people just kind of have these feelings and know stuff's wrong, but it never really becomes a central part of their life. And frankly, my videos are a great way to go because, you know, you got a 2-hour, 44-minute film like Police State, Three Total Enslavement. And the first 25 minutes is, this is the New World Order. This is what the New World Order does. This is their goals. This is the fake left-right paradigm. This is the liberals. This is the neocons. These are the people they con. These are the laws they're bringing in. Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, Total Information Awareness Network, the TIPS program, government-run white slavery rings, gun control, foreign troops, RFID tracker chips, implantable chips, concentration camps. And then we just run the gamut, and somebody watches that, and it's all in your face mainstream news telling you how great it is. We go, no, it isn't great. Here's the historical perspective. And the mainstream media gives you a little nugget of New World Order here, mixed in with a bunch of this is what Britney Spears is doing, and you know this is the soccer game coming up. You know, they mix that all in. We just sift through it and just bring up, you know, the clear evidence. Yeah, I mean, to use the analogy of a police investigation, we go into the house where the murder's taking place, and there might be 50 pieces of really important evidence, but to an untrained eye, they don't know how to pick it out or see it or get it or collect it and bag it. So we have bagged just tons of smoking gun evidence, and then we're displaying it like it's a jury in the films. And our best evidence is admissions, you know, not of people like Paul O'Neill or Richard Clark, who they could claim had an axe to grind about premeditated plans to invade Iraq before 9/11, making up the weapons of mass destruction. Forget that. The media focuses on that. And I'm using one small little example of exposing corruption here. There's millions of them. What we do is we go, okay, here's PNAC, here's Dick Cheney, wrote this in 2000, saying Saddam isn't a threat, saying it's about oil, saying it's about military bases to take over the world, that it's about a new world order. Here's Jeb Bush in the same group saying it. Here's, you know, here's Richard Pearl, or here's Wolfowitz, or here's Donald Rumsfeld saying it. So let's focus on that. So much of what's in the films and what I do is I don't say, ooh, there's a secret plan for the government to put microchips in you. We show that secret plan that's been public now for many years, declassified. But then we show Andy Rooney saying everybody needs a microchip to tell who the good people are. We show Sean Hannity saying everybody needs a microchip. You know, we show the news articles where they're pushing it on school children. So it's not just like I'm putting on a prosecution where I don't have concrete evidence, and I'm going, he was at the scene, witnesses saw him, we found this blood. You know, it's, we have him confessing on video here. This is concrete stuff, folks. This isn't, I mean, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, laying there in bed, and I go, I'm Alex Jones. I mean, I'm this guy on the radio, on AM and FM stations dotted across the country, on the internet, with millions of visitors every month. I mean, what a responsibility. And I'm just an average guy who sees straight, folks, who knows history and studies and goes off what the elites do and what they say. But, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night and I say, my goodness, man, I've really put myself on the line here. And, wow, I mean, these people really are this criminal, and I'm really going up against them. And the only reason I'm alive is because I've already put my work into videos and books, so they kill me, it just makes it more popular. But, you know, the folks they kill are some government agent who's going to blow the whistle on them and has got some damning piece of evidence. That person dies in an automobile accident or of a stroke or somebody shoots him twice in the back of the head and the medical examiner rules it's a suicide. Or the person's tied down and has their guts cut out and strung all over the walls while they're alive to find out what they know. And then it's in the news that just some neighborhood kids did it. The microbiologist, doesn't matter. A lot of you are having their intestines strung out around the room, but it's just kids are doing it in the neighborhood. We're going to charge a 15-year-old with it. So, you know, I think about all this, and I say, man, I've gone up against this. But, you know, I know the formula that, you know, at least protects you to a great degree, and that's asking God for protection. but you know, the worldly formula of being in the light, like Jennifer Flowers on Hardball back in 99, going, Bill Clinton's killed a lot of people. there's a huge death list. And he goes, you're saying that? Well, why are you still alive? And she said, because I'm in the light, buddy, because I'm speaking out, because I've wrote a book. And I cannot stress to you how important that is, because these people operate off of fear. Their whole paradigm is fear. They're minions, they're servants, they're dumbed-down idiots, operate out of fear. The elite operates out of fear. They've got to be more tyrannical than anybody, or they'll be unseated from the power positions. And so when they see somebody who's just committed to it and just doesn't have fear, they don't know how to handle that, and they run from it. They respect it, by the way. And, you know, every month or so, I'll just wake up in the middle of the night, and I don't even want to call it fear. It's more of a, you know, my conscious mind shut down. I'm in the dream state, and I'm having some particularly vivid dream about the New World Order, and I wake up, and, you know, I'm sweating, and I just sit up in bed breathing deep, and I'm just like, they really are kidnapping millions of children. They really are putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They really are putting this stuff in our water. They really did fund Hitler and Stalin. They really did put Fidel into power. You know, they really are behind all this. We really are. This really is real. And I'm really standing against this. And, you know, what have I gotten myself into? But it's not even a fear. It's, you know, it's more of just a realization. You know, it's more of just my flesh feeling the burning heat of the New World Order and wanting to go away from it. But that's really the trick the globalists play on us. We are saved by laying down our life. We are delivered by sacrificing. We are lifted up via our persecution. And certainly there's been persecution, and I never talk about it because it's pointless to give the enemy, you know, propaganda, you know, to go around doing their barking for them. But every time I've been persecuted, I just get rewarded, and things get even better, and we reach even more people. So when you talk about solutions, you know, the solution is with the individual. The solution is about changing our hearts and minds and souls. The solution is about committing ourselves totally to this. And there's a great strength that comes out of that. I mean, we know what we're talking about. We talk about real things. We deal with real issues. And there are quite a few people that do that. People like Dr. Dennis Cuddy, or Tex Mars, or Dr. Monteith, or you know, many others. There are a lot of other quacks and kooks and people that intentionally mix disinfo in with things that can't be proven. And unfortunately, that's really, you want a solution, that's what's holding us back to the greatest extent, is people that add things on to the already unbelievable stuff that's going on. And for some, it's because it sells books, and for others, it's because they think it protects them. But, I mean, it's weird enough to go, here's Newsday, here's the Associated Press, 160 in the first wave, and there's a plan to make all police in Mexico take it. Take microchips, and, you know, it's on ABC News, the doors open when you have the microchip, and the net, you flip to the next channel, and, oh, all children need it. Oh, Japanese school children may be getting it. The government wants to make them have it. They can have an ID card with the chip, or they can take it under the skin, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's hard enough for people to believe. Most people who were preemptively conditioned that this stuff didn't exist 10 years ago, watch out for kooks. They'll talk about implantable chips. They'll talk about black helicopters. You know, the media told us this, and I remember hearing it 10 years ago and going, yes, schizophrenics talk about microchips in a plane to put them in us, and black helicopters don't exist. It's a thing of nutcases. And then suddenly black helicopters ravaged Texas from end to end, and I interviewed police chiefs and got video of burning buildings and foreign groups and you know, mayors and everybody angry. And then I was called, and the newspaper said, yes, the black helicopters attacked, and right next to it, my picture saying I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm still bad because I said, look, that's not good. So it's the same thing with the chips. They preemptively condition us that weirdos talk about it. Then they come out and announce it right after 9/11 when we're at this heightened level of fear, when we're kind of in the child mode and the government's the parent, kind of in that psychological space of looking to authority. And then now they're beating the drum and getting ready to make us do it. The prisoners, the old people, the cops, and then, well, if I have to take it, you better take it. Or, you know, you get half off if you have the chip at the store, like a loyalty card. I mean, the corporations say they're going to do this, so we better have a debate about this and discuss this. So, see, that's weird enough when it's out of the Associated Press. I don't need to get off into Chupacabras or Yetis or, you know, all this stuff. Because I can't prove it. I can't document it. I can't demonstrate it. And so many patriot leaders, alternative leaders, get off into this stuff. And so I would just challenge people, when you're out there in your daily life, only talk about stuff to your friends and family that you can absolutely prove without a shadow of a doubt. And stick to the real deal. And really be informed. I mean, immerse yourself in this. We were talking to Brian in New Jersey, then we'll go to Daryl, Lewis, David, and a few others. But real quick, Brian, does that answer your question?
That totally answers my question. I'd like to do a really, really quick follow-up. I just watched Police State 3 for like the fourth time. The part where you're more or less, you know, not screaming at these police officers that have no badge numbers or identification, what can we do about that? And on that, I'll hang up, and thank you for answering.
Well, thank you. They were in violation of state law. And they don't care. The laws go one way, not the other. And with the problem of people impersonating police officers and raping women and carjacking people, which does happen, it's happened right here in Austin the last 2 years, a whole string of it. And they said, don't stop if it's a cop until, you know, he shows you the badge and stuff. Well, but then you ask him for a badge, he'll tell you, shut up, put a gun to your head. And not all of them. A lot of them are nice. When I got to be honest about that, I got caught speeding again and a bunch of other stuff, and they let me go. And don't ask me why. I mean, I see all this stuff. Then I seem to do horrible things to people I know. It's like when you stand up, you get treated different. I don't understand it. And I'm not saying I shouldn't have gotten a speeding ticket. So I didn't say, please don't give me a speeding ticket, too. I just said, okay. And that's happened over and over again, by the way. Some cops listen to this, man. I'm going to get caught speeding sometime. They're gonna beat me upside the head. We're not going to do that, boy. Whatever. See, I don't care. That's the difference. I just don't care. I mean, I'm just... I'm not worried about it, folks. I mean, I've been in pain. I've been in... You know, I've had a compound fracture. I've had my head busted open by a baseball bat. I've, you know, been shot at. And I'm just not worried. I mean, you know, once you... and, of course, that stuff all happened when I wasn't fighting the New World Order. Just being an idiot kid in Dallas. And so all of us has just got to commit to life and quit worrying about it. You know, the number one cause of death is your automobile. But you still get in it. You still get in it. I mean, that's the thing that's going to kill you until you're 55, and it's heart attacks and cancer and then cars. But you still get in it. You don't even worry about it. But then you cower, give up all your rights because the terrorists might fly a plane into your building. I mean, even if these terrorists were real, this really was going on, you know. It wasn't Al-Qaeda. I mean, what's wrong with us? Again, I don't want to sit here and preach all day, but you asked the question. Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, go ahead. Well, let's go ahead and go to Daryl. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, if Dino from Florida is still listening, several months ago I mailed you and Violet copies of Pastor Bill Yu's two books on the Jesuits, The Secret Terrorists, and The Enemy Unmasked, and I do think it would be a good idea if you got him on.
Okay.
Pastor Bill Hughes is not on the run, to the best of my knowledge. He does travel a lot, but I've talked to him, and as far as I know, he's not on the run. And you asked why they would overthrow a Catholic monarch. My goodness, they were thrown out of 83 different countries, city-states, and cities, and most of them were Catholic monarchs that threw them out because they had so many intrigues and assassinations of Catholic monarchs.
You know, yeah, during the break I thought of how ignorant that was, because I know full well that the Jesuits did get thrown out and even had the Pope come after him and stuff.
Well, they assassinated two popes, Clement the 13th and Clement the 14th at the minimum, and Pope Clement the 14th had abolished their order. And they poisoned him 14 months afterwards. They poisoned Pope Clement the 13th the day before he was...
Well, I'll tell you this. About 3 years ago, I watched an hour-long special of, like, the Knights of Malta, and they had this Jesuit guy there speaking. He was talking about the Illuminati, the New World Order, the Masons. Well, everything.
The Jesuits at Georgetown founded the Foreign
Service.
No,
I understand that. I know. It's pretty sophisticated.
They're tied up. Three Knights of Malta were the heads of the CIA. These guys are all over the place. And, Alex, they may not be the head of the New World Order, but they're certainly a very key player in the New World Order. And it's kind of interesting, the distinguished 12-man military commission that examined eight conspirators in the assassination of Lincoln came to the conclusion that Roman or Jesuits had their hands all over the murder of Lincoln, to the point where in 1867 we severed all diplomatic relations with the Vatican City, and they weren't restored until 1984 by Ronald Reagan. So these guys are not small players on the field, and I think Bill.
Well, I never said the Catholics.
Well, I understand, but I'm just saying they're a major player. The Roman Catholic Papacy and the Jesuits are a major player, and I think. Do you want me to give Stephanie Bill Yu's phone number?
Sure.
Can you patch me over?
Yeah, we'll do that. Thanks, Daryl. Lewis and David, you'll be up next when we get back. And I'll give out the toll-free number to get my films as well. So stay with us for that. PrisonPlanet.tv is our new website.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, my friends, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. Thanks for joining us. If you want to get my 9/11 films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Part 2, The Masters of Terror, they're both $25.95 apiece, both over 2 hours long, $20 apiece if you order three or more of any of the 10 videos I've made, like the new one, The Matrix of Evil, or Police State 3 Total Enslavement, or America Destroyed by Design, and then we carry George Humphrey's new video, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. That comes with a free color book when you order it, and you get a second copy, you get $5 off and two more of the books. So three books and two copies of the video for $34.95. And we got some specials on my books and other books we carry. You can call the toll-free number and ask about titles and specials by calling 1-888-253-3139. I can talk hours about the videos, but if you want to call and ask any questions about them, the operators can answer them. 1-888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Where the best place to read about the films and watch free video clips of them and order them is our safe, secure shopping cart at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So again, 888-253-3139. Or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's talk to Lewis in Maryland. Lewis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Have you heard anything about the asteroid that is headed to the East Coast, supposedly August or September of this year, that's going to strike the Earth?
Yeah, it's an urban legend, and it's an ongoing one. They claimed it was going to hit 3 weeks ago and kill everybody, and it turned out that it was not. This Australian astronomer, astrophysicist, that somebody just used its name. And but as soon as, you know, that hoax is disproven, new ones arise, and it's just one of these big distractions that we hear about.
Okay, well, thank you for that, and I'll let someone else call. Thank you.
You bet. Are there government plans to nuke a city and claim it was an asteroid or to, you know, launch something out of space that wouldn't put off radioactivity but would destroy a large area, then out of the crisis help get a police state in place? Those are government plans. But these stories of Planet X and comets and asteroids, it's really getting old. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Illinois. David, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
I'll try to make this quick. Is the Millennium Challenge Corporation connected with Millennium Challenge 2002?
I'm familiar with the name, but refresh my memory. I don't...
Millennium Challenge 2002 was a military joint kind of experimental operation to... it's pretty ugly looking.
That was the big naval operation?
It was all kind of field exercises.
Yeah, I remember saying that. I'm sorry, I didn't remember it first.
Okay.
I don't really know the details. I know they've had a bunch of different global warfare drills going on at record levels, bigger than the Cold War.
Yeah, I stumbled across this stuff today, and it was like it's the United States Joint Forces Command, and they had a Millennium Challenge 2002, and it was basically a kind of experimental thing, and it seems like, you know, it was pretty much the vamp up for Iraq, and maybe, you know, Iraq's just an extension of that. But there's also a Millennium Challenge Corporation that I guess Bush started in office, you know, which is, it sounds like total communism to me, but...
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, they've had innumerable drills, and I think they have Millennium Challenge every year, I remember that. All right, have a good weekend, see you back tonight, 9 to midnight, back on Monday.